All right, we're back with The Edge Show. First real episode here, and we want to kick off by giving you some of the IT pro relevant news in the industry. I'm here with Simon, and our first piece of news we're going to cover is related to SQL. So, Simon.
Thanks. Well, this past week was the SQL Pass Conference in Seattle, Washington. Had a lot of huge announcements and over 5,000 attendees, because this was the first time that a lot of the new releases and major features were going to be highlighted, as well as the official branding of the new technology. SQL Server codename Denali will now be officially called SQL Server 2012. So Microsoft's Corporate Vice President of SQL, Ted Kummer, came out and talked about some of the high levels of investment and major areas of focus, including mission-critical workload, business intelligence, and hybrid IT, covering both the private cloud and the public cloud. And we announced some big partnerships with Apache Hadoop and Hortonworks Inc. that are going to help us provide some of the integration pieces to give us this deep intelligence and business insight into this unstructured data that could live in the SQL database.
So one of the other announcements that we have today is on October 17th, we had the general availability of the next wave release of Windows Intune. For those of you who don't know what Windows Intune is, it's cloud-based PC management and security. So you can manage your Windows machines all from a web browser, really. It requires no on-premise server infrastructure. And we allow you to now, with the new release, deploy software out to those machines. So that's pretty cool. We see a lot of small, medium businesses that maybe don't have server infrastructure to go ahead and use this, and it could be one machine, could be 500, 1,000 machines, there's really no limit. And then we also see some enterprises really adopting this as well for some of their machines that are highly mobile, you know, they're rarely connected into the office and they want a little more granularity in that control. So what you can do is go to the Windows for Your Business blog that has some of the announcement information, and what you can do now is also sign up for a trial. So if you want to check it out, sign up for the trial and give it a shot. Kick the tires around a bit. And I think the next announcement we have really would be around System Center.
That's right. Well, for all of our IT professionals out there, I'm sure you're really excited for the upcoming System Center 2012 release. And there are many of the products that have now just been made available for beta. So right now, if you go to Microsoft.com/System Center, click on the Try It button in the lower left side, you have access to evaluate 5 of the early previews. This includes Configuration Manager Beta, DPM or Data Protection Manager Beta, Operations Manager Beta, System Center Orchestrator Beta, which was a product formerly known as Opalis, which was acquired by Microsoft, and finally, my favorite, Virtual Machine Manager 2012 release candidate. Extremely stable, extremely solid. So we encourage you to go try it out today. And that is a perfect segue into our first segment, where I'm going to be interviewing Anant from the System Center product management team to talk about App Controller. And welcome back to TechNet Edge. I'm Simon, and I'm here with our first guest of the new show, Anant Sundaram. Anant, why don't you introduce yourself and tell everyone a little bit about what you do?
Thank you, Simon. Thank you, folks, for taking the time today. So I am Anant, like Simon said, and I work in the System Center product management team. So I've been at Microsoft for around 8 years, and I've done a variety of things in the data center, you know, right from being an IT pro like you guys to actually being part of the group that actually manages the overall System Center business now. So it's fun to be here.
Great. And your focus is all about application management, right? Tell us a little bit about the products in System Center 2012 that focus on this application management layer.
Yeah, let me just give you a quick high level on what we are doing with System Center 2012, and I'll get right into application management after that. So with System Center 2012, we are actually helping our customers actually deliver the standardized fabric, you know, which is basically about converting what they have today into this smooth, you know, set of infrastructure so that they can kind of carry forward what they have today. The next thing we are doing is helping our customers deliver predictable SLAs because, you know, guess what? Applications are the lifeblood of any business.
Absolutely.
And we want to do that actually across private as well as public clouds like Windows Azure, right?
Now, I mentioned I heard a few things about standardization, you know, things running the same no matter where they're hosted. Could you say why this is important for the apps?
So if you notice today's trend, you'll see that a lot of customers are playing around with public cloud. So you see some applications being deployed in public clouds like Windows Azure. They certainly have a lot of existing application investments which they want to actually deploy into a private cloud environment in their own data center. So what you want is a common management experience that spans across these, right? Our customers today use products like Operations Manager, for example. They want that experience to extend into the public cloud. They don't want to use different consoles, right, to do their jobs. So the same set of performance management capabilities, the same set of security and control capabilities, the same set of provisioning capabilities spanning across private and public. So I think that's what we are trying to offer with System Center 2004.
And all of the standardization across the board, it should help make things easier and drive down prices as well.
Absolutely. So from the perspective of, you know, if you're an IT decision maker, absolutely, we want to make sure that you just have one single common management tool set. So, you know, ROI, right? And if you're an IT pro, like a lot of our listeners might be, you know, they actually get rock solid, predictable SLA delivery capability, which they care a lot about.
So great. Now, a lot of these are really key enablers of delivering this theme of IT as a service, actually being able to offer your entire IT infrastructure on demand and use a lot of these kind of private cloud themes and tenets like self-service, dynamic provisioning. Could you talk a little more about the management layer and how all of these pieces kind of play together and provide this application management infrastructure?
Yes, yeah, so you brought up a great concept of IT as a service, and the way to simplify it is basically, you know, Our customers are the IT pros that we love. Typically would fall into two categories, right? The first category would be folks who actually work in the data center and manage the whole data center, if you will, right? Including the storage and network and computer, all of those resources as part of the standardized fabric that we spoke, right? And there are a set of folks who actually manage applications, right? We call this the emergence of a discipline called app ops. Mm-hmm. So there is this interplay in the enterprise between this app ops and data center ops. And both of these guys, you know, have to work together to deliver the application SLA to the business, right? So what we are trying to do between these two guys is enable that concept of IT as a service, where, you know, the data center ops folks are providing the infrastructure SLA as a service to the app ops folks, who are in turn offering an SLA to the business. So there is, like, this concept of provider and consumer, which is at play here, and we are enabling the concept of the service consumer here to offer that deep application management capability as part of this IT as a service conversation.
Now, self-service is going to be one of the key enablers towards these private cloud scenarios, and App Controller definitely plays a key role. Could you elaborate on that a little more?
Yeah, App Controller is the, you know, single pane of glass, our super easy self-service experience for your app owners to go and just self-provision their applications. You've got standard application blueprints approved, they can just go visualize it, boom, deploy, one click. And guess what? After deploying, you enter the operations stage of the application, and you want to make sure that you deliver rock-solid, predictable SLA, right? Let me show you a little bit more about how that would work.
Okay, great.
So, you know, the first thing you do is you want to have a capability that helps you discover all the dependencies between our applications, right? I mean, right from the infrastructure, the standardized fabric that we spoke about, up to the holistic service, which is what the business really cares about. You want the ability to discover those dependencies, right? Once you've done that, an operations manager does that through, you know, a backend connector with virtual machine manager that we have built in here, right? Once you've done that, you want to go to operations manager and follow a pretty simple, straightforward process to set up various monitoring perspectives, right? You guys would have heard of end user monitoring, synthetic monitoring, or just application component deep dive instrumentation monitoring, right?
What technology is doing all of this monitoring?
Operations Manager,
okay.
Right? This is some of the AviCode capabilities that we integrated into Operations Manager that I was talking about earlier. So you see that there's a ton of instrumentation which you can use to look at performance or health or availability and so on and so forth, right? So now you see that something is going wrong. It's being discovered automatically, right? So the next step you do is just dig in to the line of code where that potential problem might exist, right? Now step back, right? Think about how this would have happened if you didn't have this capability, right? Think of all the back and forths and finger pointing that happens between you and the developer who has built the application, right?
Right, it's no one's fault. Everyone
exactly.
points fingers at each
Everyone
other.
Everyone likes to say that their stuff works and the other guy is the bad guy, right? But this actually gets it more objective and down to the line of code where things are broken, right? And we don't stop there, right? So we actually take you from the root cause down straight and create a ticket in the developer's work queue in Visual Studio, so that they can actually go there and fix it and triage it. Think about the amount of time that this reduces in your operational SLA restoration point, right? So this is an example of how you can use Operations Manager to get to this green scorecard, right? I mean, and that's what you as an IT pro really care about, right? Go to that monthly scorecard review meeting and show all greens in your application availability dashboard, which is, by the way, a pretty cool new set of capabilities we've enabled in Operations Manager. You can actually build these custom dashboards in a super easy fashion. There are, you can author them, you can easily share them using SharePoint so that your manager or whoever needs to see this dashboard doesn't need Operations Manager. They can just go to SharePoint, a simple URL, and reference these dashboards on a real-time basis. All of these you can actually, there's a ton of documentation available on all these concepts that you can get yourself familiar with.
Great, and this really does help enable the IT as a service. So thank you for that quick overview, but where can people go to find out more about App Controller and System Center 2012 in general?
They should go to Microsoft.com System Center. There you'll find documentation, you'll get access and lay your hands on the bits. So Operations Manager is already available in beta form. Virtual Machine Manager that sort of enables some of these concepts is also available in beta format, so you can sort of download and start playing around with them. We are hopefully going to get App Controller to you guys very, very soon, so stay tuned on that as well.
And is there any other way that they can just find out more resources or engage with any type of customer preview?
Yes, absolutely. We are running something which we call community evaluation programs. So we've got something running for Operations Manager, we've got it running for Virtual Machine Manager. We are going to kick off something for App Controller. But the thing which I want to highlight is on November 1st, we are kicking off a private cloud community evaluation program that you guys should absolutely participate in. We've got technical experts giving you, the scoop on conference calls, live meetings, and we are super eager to get your feedback to how we can improve those products between now and when we ship.
Excellent, great. So if you go to Microsoft.com/System Center, you'll be able to find out all of these great resources and a lot more. Well, thank you very much for your time. Great product, and we hope our IT pros out there get their hands on it today. And tune into the Edge Show next week, where David will be discussing the consumerization of IT, and we want to hear your comments and your feedback. You can post a comment directly on the TechNet Edge page with this video, or visit us on Twitter @TNEdge. Thank you. We'll see you next week.